Today is November 15th, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Blood pools and passkey found. Three pools of blood and a passkey discovered near the gravel bunkers at the foot of D Street on the Wishkah Riverbank are mystifying the police force today. The discovery was made early this afternoon by Mr. Thompson of the City Engineering Department. Captain of Detectives Frank O'Brien and Detective Schmidt visited the bunkers for evidence that might lead to a solution, but have reached no conclusion. Two of the blood pools are large and one smaller. Footprints in the gravel are around the blood pools. They indicate a struggle of some kind, the detectives say. The passkey picked up by Mr. Thompson was contained in an envelope. There may have been a fight, said Captain O'Brien, but if anyone was badly hurt, they were either removed or unable to get away. There are no clues which can aid us in determining just why the pools of blood are at the gravel bunkers. In other news, match in pail of oil does damage. Damages which may amount to $2,500 were caused yesterday by the careless tossing of a match into a pail filled with oil in a house where painters were working at 602 West 2nd Street in Aberdeen. Attempts were made to smother the flames with rugs and blankets, but were unsuccessful, the fire spreading to the walls and ceiling of the newly painted living room. Timely arrival of the fire department saved the house from total destruction. The loss is covered by insurance. Gus Niest, a painter, was severely burned about the hands and arms in an attempt to smother the flames. He was taken to the Aberdeen General Hospital by Fire Chief William Tamblin. In other news, fine boat adrift. Louis Zuvich, his brother Albert, and Henry Witz, three boys, reported last night that they had found a good rowboat adrift on the lower Sand Island in the harbor Sunday. They brought the boat up and moored it at the foot of the 8th Street Bridge. The boat is about 15 feet long, has rubber guards at each end, and the initials PGH55 painted on it. The boys are holding it for the owners to claim it, and if no one claims it is made within a reasonable time, will use it as their own. In the city and county news, anyone knowing the whereabouts of Clarence Myers, former soldier, kindly notify Hoquiam Chapter American Red Cross. F.B. Hansen was fined $10 yesterday for having in his possession some fermented liquor. Just what the concoction was had not been determined when the case was heard in police court. Alfred Nelson was fined $75 for having liquor with a kick in it in his possession. Examination for clerk carrier in the Postal Service will be held here November 18th, and William A. Hunt, the local post office, can supply any further information those interested may want. The position pays $1,400 to $1,800. Miss Mabel Webert and Robert Cowan, home demonstration agent and county agricultural agent, respectively of this county, found the demand for illustrated booklets put out by the local commercial club so heavy at the Pacific Northwest Fruit Show that they wrote yesterday for another supply, which was sent them. And finally, Fred Britton of Hum Tulips was in the city yesterday on his way to Seattle to attend the meeting of the Peninsula Beekeepers Association. He has marketed 4 tons of his honey and has approximately 10 tons yet to dispose of. This was originally printed in the Grays Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 15, 1922. If you hadn't already discovered it, the Polson Museum's new online photo database of over 29,000 historic Grays Harbor images is free to explore at polsonmuseum.org. And if you missed hearing a recent episode of the Centennial Moment, PolsonMuseum.org is also your link to our SoundCloud site, where the past month and more can be heard. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.